Season 3, Episode 1, The Pop-Up with the Yonkas, 2021, y'all. We are here. And it's happening. It is really happening. How you feeling, though? How you feeling? I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling beautiful. I'm feeling amazing. And I hope that you enjoy what we decided to bring to you for the beginning of the year. And it's evolving. How do we evolve? I think evolution has a lot to do with forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiveness of self and forgiveness of those who've done wrong. And we can continue to grow, transform, right? And if you ever paid attention to the word evolve, the word love is in there. Woo! Love. Love is just a crazy thing. Like, what is love? What is it really? Is it a noun? Is it an adjective? Is it a person? It's a place? It's a thing? What is it? Is it all of those things? Well, they say God is love, so obviously it's all things. But do you really understand? Do you really understand what it involves, what love involves? Are you able to grow in love? Are you able to lead with love? We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about that. And this is a kind of personal episode, y'all. But you know what? It just felt right. It felt right. And of course, my king Yanga, you know, assisted me on this one. And don't forget, you could do it before this episode is over. You can stop it and replay it. But don't forget to like, subscribe, whatever, comment, share, repost. Give us your feedback. Donate if you like. You already know the deal, right? This is Dama Yanga. Enjoy. With all the madness going on right now, man. Like, what? We're in day 8 of the year. The new year, right? Mm-hmm. Day 8.
Numero 8.
What you thinking of the first week trial of 2021? What you think the rest of the year has in store for us?
I'm not concerned with what's in store for other people. I'm concerned what's in store for my people. And that's it.
Alright.
Fuck all the rest of that shit.
I can dig it. But you know what? We should only just take it one day at a time anyway. Like, being present in the moment, you know?
That's the only way how. You could crash and burn trying to rush and do some shit. that's not meant to be done.
Right.
Because it's not about you, nigga.
Woo! It's about you, but it ain't about you in the end of the grand scheme of things.
Right.
That's what I'm noticing.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's the self-mastery journey, right? The self-mastery, it's about you. It's a personal journey.
Yeah.
But at the end, the ultimate reward is that you're so full of life, love, longevity that you're able to give to others.
Right. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
So it's, you got to lie somewhere in the middle of that shit.
Right, right. Not just that, knowledge too. You're taking the information that you have, the knowledge, and you're turning it into wisdom, and then you're able to share it. Like, what greater gift is that? Like, really, what greater gift is that?
Shit, I mean, if you don't go through the process, you will never know.
What? Excuse me, I got all choked up because that was a word. If you don't go through the process, you will never know. Hey, that's a quotable, right?
I give them all the time.
I'm about to write that down real quick because I don't want to forget that.
We recording it. I don't know.
I don't know why
niggas don't listen.
I need to do that. Hold on. Man, no, I'm writing that down.
It's cool.
I'm writing that down. I love that. But today, you know what? Today, because of all the bull crap that's been going on, my personal bull crap, big bull, I wanted to, it brought me in the mind of forgiveness. You know, I'm going to say that because there's some things that I've done in my past that I'm not happy about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, really, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not feeling that was me at the time.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I'm embarrassed, mm-hmm. you know, for not just, it's a couple of things that, you know, that I don't want to share
right.
with the world,
right.
you know, but I feel that, you know, I shared with the people that I needed to share with.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to talk about, you know, forgiveness of self, and then forgiveness of those who've done wrong to you.
I mean, we all have those moments.
Why do some people act like they don't got them moments?
We all have those moments where we feel disconnected from ourselves, right. life, right. others, just, and we do things because we need to learn from them. You know?
Right.
Like, some people learn from being told. Some people learn from watching. Some people learn from listening. You know what I mean? I mean, which is being told. But just being aware and soaking things in, I mean, while you going through it. You know what I mean? If you're able to do that and reflect, forgiveness is key because... Again, it's not about you. It's not at the time that you need to forgive someone. You know what I'm saying? When you ready to forgive yourself and others, like, it's not about you. You got to let go of your ego at that point in time.
Yeah. You know what really made me think about it, and it's really been heavy on my mind,
mm-hmm.
is that I received a text message, you know, from someone who claimed that they love me, right? About an incident that happened like 10, 15 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person who had nothing to do with what was going on.
That would be my first question.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, was telling me how disappointed they were in me and how I'm a disgrace. And, you know, just badgering me. Like, from old stuff,
I'm a kill all of that shit because that's petty. What that boils down to is that person can't forgive themselves for something they did in their life, apparently. And in order to some people call it running away from, I mean, you could just be simply just covering up. You're like, how you gonna run from yourself? You know what I mean? Some people not running from nothing. They just covering up. And saying that you're disappointed in someone else.
It was crazy, babe. It was crazy.
It's like a dead giveaway.
Yeah, it was so crazy that I didn't even finish the text. It was this long, you know, memoir, whatever you want to call it. I didn't even finish it because
it's a bunch of bullshit,
it was,
yeah.
And they started off with love. So some people disguise it as
That's
love.
That's what I mean,
right?
Like, it's a dead giveaway.
But when it brought me to forgiveness, to understand forgiveness, right? And so I'm gonna tell a quick story. Just real quick, I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible. I'm going to summarize it. So, I was molested by my stepfather, right?
Mm.
The molestation started from like 3 years old, I believe, to 4, as much as I can remember, till I was well into my, you know, early teens, right? And I end up telling my mom years later, mm-hmm. right? My mom didn't leave him. She stayed with him. We continued to try to build as a family, woody, woo, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
I love that man, right? I was hurt, of course. It did alter my way of thinking, you know, as far as my relationships came about sex and men and whatever, right? But I found it in my heart to forgive him. And I know some people might think it's weird, right? But I found it in my heart to forgive him. Not for one is you know, and I noticed that he was truly sorry.
Mm-hmm.
For one, he never tried it again.
Mm-hmm.
For two, he always apologized to me. Always. Every time he saw me, he apologized.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tears, you know? And it wasn't... To me, it didn't seem fraudulent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And three, guess what? He turned his life over to God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I say God, he serviced God every day to try to better himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the point where he was diagnosed with cancer... And the religion that he was studying,
mm-hmm.
it had you abstain from having blood. And blood would have saved his life, right? But he swore that he would abide by whatever regulations, rules, whatever that he felt that him and God had, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he wasn't going to do that. So to me, for him to, and on his deathbed, he still was apologizing to me. But he stood firm even in death to his fucking vow that he had to God. And that to me was the ultimate form of him asking for my forgiveness. Like, how can I ask for anything more than that? Mm-hmm. Right? So, I forgave him before that because it was the change behavior that showed me. Mm-hmm. Right?
You and everybody else. And yeah. God Almighty.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? And if he already asked God for forgiveness, and I see that God forgave him because, you know, even though he did what he did, I know that had to eat him up, right? If it ate me up, and you know, knowing that he's done those things to turn his life over and be of service to others, you know, it just made me understand, like, what if I didn't forgive?
Right.
Right?
That's the next thing. Like it's not about you. So
that's what I'm saying.
If you don't forgive, you block your blessings.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at.
You block the blessings of everything around you.
That's what I'm getting at.
Including the person that you don't forgive.
Yes, and it made our relationship stronger. We weren't as close as before. Mm-hmm. You know, forgiveness is not about forgetting. You know what I mean? Forgiveness is actually a protection. Because like you said, the blessings that we had as a family, like he was close with my son. He taught my son things because my son's father was dead. He didn't have a father in his life. He was able to help him. I didn't tell my son about what happened with us. You know what I mean? Right, and, you know, other people knew, but it wasn't like something that people spoke on. Right.
Right.
My son has gems and a good viewpoint of him.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, my own son. Right. My own son. And it was a jewel for my son. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't tell you the benefits of just me being able to trust again people. Yeah, you know, yeah. I do have a hard time with relationships, you know, as far as the physical touch goes,
right,
that I haven't really addressed yet, but I'm just, the benefits outweigh the bad that came from something so terrible, because I allowed myself to forgive. And then because I think he saw that I was so forgiving, I think it was easier for him to step into his purpose still. Mm-hmm. You know, not badger himself and beat himself down. And I can't come to find out years later that I wasn't the only child that he did that to. I don't know for sure, but just through conversation.
Right.
You know, so I probably stopped the cycle. Mm-hmm. Because of the boldness, right? And the courage that I had to forgive someone who's done something. Now, it's not for everybody. No, don't get me wrong.
Right.
It's not for everybody. But, you know, forgiveness is key. And so when someone texts me and tried to badger me about something that I done that was wrong, that right. I did that was wrong.
Right. That's self-hatred.
That's self-hatred. Yeah, you don't know the process.
Yeah, you ain't went through the
process. You ain't went through the process, like you said.
You ain't served.
How dare you tell me what I've done wrong, and I've already forgiven myself, and I've already forgiven somebody for doing something terrible to me. To me, in my eyes, you're worse than the man that motherfucking raped me, bro. And you ain't even do anything physically. It's just your soul is full of hate and envy and just treachery. Like, you're worse. You're worse than the man who molested me in my eyes. Because I can't even find it in my heart to forgive this person.
That's pure evil,
man. Bruh, like, how deep is that? Like, how deep is that, babe? Like, I'm fucked up right now about that shit.
I'm going to tell you like this, babe. Forgiveness is a tool.
Ooh, I like that.
Forgiveness is a tool. And if you use this tool to the best of your ability, you know what I mean? All of this that you feel, you know what I mean? All of this that the whole situation, the scenario, how it makes you feel, it'll be irrelevant. Irrelevant is the word.
Right.
In the near future.
Right, right. But we said it before, though. Forgiveness is not forgetting, right? Mm-hmm. So once you use the tool of forgiveness in its correct way, you know where to place people in your life. Mm-hmm. So because I've learned that forgiveness is not always granted to everyone, right? I forgave myself for whatever issue it is, right? Mm-hmm. But now I know, like, you are out my life. Anyone that deals with you is out my life. Because if they condone this type of behavior that you're manifesting, you don't need to be in my life either. And this is family, babe. This is family.
Man, it don't even matter.
This is family.
That don't even matter.
Nah, you ain't automatic blood. Right, 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 man, right.
Niggas will blow your head off being your family.
Right. It's crazy, oh, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's like people act like they're holier than thou. Like they have no transgressions.
Niggas don't even know what holy means.
Or you know what? I've never seen this person love anyone. I never even seen this person love themselves.
I mean, how can they?
Really, really though.
How can they if they never been shown? You gotta be taught how to love yourself.
You gotta be willing to learn.
You gotta be taught from the gate because you don't know shit. We kids, we don't know shit. We grow up, parents be, oh, look, they hella advanced. Nigga, that little nigga don't know shit.
You gotta be willing to learn, man, though. You gotta be willing to be a student, man. Not only a teacher, you have to be willing to be a student.
That too, ladies. It's a balance. It's a balance. You gotta be willing to learn. You gotta be willing to teach, you know what I mean? All this shit, it's a balance. But at the same time,
that's what it is.
It's a balance.
That's what it is because even though my stepfather did those things to me, and he was in a position as a teacher, he was willing to step down as a student after that. His ego wasn't driving him anymore because to do those things, he was driven by ego, most definitely. But he stepped out of that.
And self-hatred.
And self-hatred, yeah.
Whatever
he stepped
that stemmed from.
Whatever that stemmed from.
Niggas don't know his childhood. That's what niggas don't know.
No, he told me a little bit. A little bit. He came from a military family. You know, he's white, by the way.
Yeah, like,
you know, and those evil spirits. Yeah, yeah.
That's different.
For sure.
Yeah.
Most definitely. That's what it is. The person that I can't forgive right now hasn't been able to step outside of their ego. And they've been leading with their ego, and they still lead with their ego. And when they came to me with that message, it wasn't out of love. It was directed by the ego. Because they see that I'm able to deal with my imperfect ways, right? Mm-hmm. And still hold my head high. I'm able to look back at my past and say that's not who I am. The things that I've done wrong is not who I am.
And we know you was willing to learn, but who taught you that?
That what?
Somebody taught you how to feel like that.
Good question. I think it was just myself journey into understanding who I am. I take bits and pieces from everything. You know, my mom, my grandma, my son, you, before you, I call them light bearers. Mm. You know, I've had a few light bearers.
Your Nana Rose.
Yeah, I had a few light bearers placed in my life who guided me. And but I was always in search of more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always wanted to know more about who I was.
It's always going to be more.
Yeah. And I think that's how I came to my own understanding of what forgiveness is and how to keep growing as a person. And I can't help that I hold my head high. You feel me? Even though I fall. But I fall forward. I was saying that before. Even though I fall forward. You know what I mean? I'm never looking back at the things that I hate about myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when I say I hate about myself, not that I hate myself, that some actions that in my decisions that led me to do certain things that I'm not proud of. You know what I mean? I don't lead with that. That's not who I was. You know what I mean? There was things that was happening in my life that I didn't know how to deal with. And I wasn't trying to deal with them accordingly to, you know, serve the universe, serve the higher power. I was selfish in my ways. I can honestly say that. You know what I mean? But I turned around from that, you know, and everything I do is out of love, man. And for someone to look at me, and I don't want to sound like I think I'm perfect, but what I'm saying is I can't, when someone looks.
Say that.
Huh?
So don't say that.
No, because what I'm about to say, people can't understand this. But to me, because I'm firm in my belief in who I am and my worth, that if someone looks at me in a way that they think I'm who I was, right? That says something about your character, not mine. Because I am walking in the greatest version of myself every day. I'm expressing my higher self every day.
Yeah, I mean, you at least try to, you attempt that.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. And you know what's crazy? When I met you, you were like that. And because I didn't understand it, I thought you were conceited.
When you met me, I was like, what?
You were already secure in your greatness even though you really didn't fully understand it. And I don't think everyone ever will ever fully understand it, because we can always grow.
There's always more.
Yeah, there's always more. But you were like, you came to me probably at your most broken part in your life.
But I still felt like the richest man
on the planet. Yeah, you still felt like the richest man in the planet. You spoke of it. So to me, I'm kind of like, who? I was intrigued by it, right? It's like, this is kind of weird, but it's kind of sexy. But like, who the hell does this nigga think he is? Like, that's how I felt. Like, bro, you coming to me with broken bones and nothing. Spirits yeah. and, you know, your pockets is touching. And you just like, man, hey, I got something to offer you. And I'm like, what the fuck could you offer me? Like, because I was so wrapped up in the material life, you know what
the
I mean?
American lifestyle.
The I don't even just call it American life, just the it egotistical is, lifestyle. I think it's not just in America. Because it's spreading everywhere.
Because of America.
Yeah, I was like so into tangible things to kind of quantify, or what's the word, or give me my worth. Right?
Fuck all that.
I know. I mean, because I stripped myself. I did it on my own. I stripped myself of those things because mm-hmm. I wanted to figure out who I really was. And I was on a self journey before I met you, though, a little bit before I met you, because of what I was going through in my relationship before you. Mm. So when I met you, it was just like, I think the timing couldn't have been more perfect. You know?
I think so too.
Yeah, because I mean, even though you needed some leveling out as well too. So I think that exchange of energy and vibrations that we had with each other was perfect for where we were in our life at that time.
Right.
You know? I think it was perfect. And I was able to forgive all the things that were going on, you know, and with that, it allowed me to step outside of my comfort zone, mm-hmm. which I've never done before. Mm-hmm. Ever.
And float.
And look at who I am today, man. Look at who I am today, man.
Dama Yanga. Hey, these niggas gonna keep hating, but
so many different levels.
Fuck them all. Fuck them
right.
all.
Right. Definitely. That's how I feel.
Forgive them all too, though, but fuck them all.
You know what? Forgiveness, and I was saying that before too, forgiveness is not forgetting. And if you need to cut someone out of your life, I don't care if it's your family or not, you need to do what is best for you to keep growing. If someone is pulling you down, is hindering your growth on all levels, though.
Chop their motherfucking head smooth off.
Guillotine. What are you doing?
Oh, we got a slide. Got some shit to do.
I love you, babe.
I love you more.
Thanks for talking with me. Wow, the vibe was so real on this podcast. Like, I really went there, man. I like the free flowing, you know, the organic, like, feel of it all. Like, nothing is rehearsed. And sometimes maybe for people that's a little too much because they need, you know, structure. But I don't know, something about just being open and authentic and allowing your emotions to kind of guide you through the conversation. I don't know, it gives like that special, you know, rawness to it, you know. But thank you for tuning in. Really enjoyed this episode. I want to say thank you to my king for always making the time in our busy day to, you know, lace his vocals on the track. You know, we have a lot of things going on for this year. What a wonderful, blessed year. 2020 was a good year for us too as well. So, you know, despite all the things that are going on, you know, we have truly been blessed. And I really think it's all about perspective, right? It's all about perspective. So if you find it in your heart to forgive yourself, please find it in your heart to forgive others, or vice versa. If you find it in your heart to forgive others, find it in your heart to forgive yourself, man. It's time for us to evolve as a people. And the best way to evolve is to lead. Lead by example, right? So do what you can do. Become the best version of yourself. And then you never know what type of light bearer you can be for others, or inspiration, or whatever it is. And it might not even be your purpose to do that. But, you know, if you've never experienced being someone's why, try and do it. Trust me. Try and do it. Be somebody's why they've changed in a direction that wasn't healthy for them and going into a good direction. And they say that you helped them through that. You guided through them through that. Try that for once, man. Let's be greater. Let's be better. We all can do better. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. You know, already know who this is. This is Dama Yanga, Lady Yanga, Diani. My king Yanga says, what's up? He had to go run off and do what he had to do. And we closing this out. Season 3, episode 1. Forgiveness, evolution, evolve, execute to evolve. Ciao.